and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of October 1st. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and jet-lagged Melissa Hansen.
I am. I just took a trip to Seattle.
Yeah.
Got home, and so I've been in three time zones in just over a week. But I had so much fun in Seattle.
Good.
Man, the food there. I didn't realize.
Really?
It's such a great place for foodies.
Wow.
Amazing restaurants. So, and the weather was beautiful, and I had a really good time.
Yeah. Well, we've all been traveling because now I've relocated yet again from Los Angeles to Raleigh, North Carolina, and now I am in New Hampshire, about an hour north of Boston.
Okay.
So, yep. So
we're all moving across the country.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So, what's your weekend entertainment been looking like?
I went to the Seattle Art Museum.
Ooh.
I went to the Space Needle.
All the touristy stuff.
So all the touristy Seattle stuff. So I didn't have time to catch the new shows or anything. I will have to talk about all that next week once I get caught up.
That's cool. We got one thing into the office, which I've been waiting for. And I only got to just take a bite-sized piece of it before I had to pack up and move. But that's the Universal Monsters classic, the classic Monsters collection on Blu-ray.
Ooh, on Blu-ray, how does it look?
Phenomenal. Universal's going through this 100th anniversary that they're celebrating. And what they're doing is they've chosen 100 of their most prominent films, and they're completely restoring them.
Right.
Of these, there's 9 films included in this collection, and they've gone and restored each one of them, going so far as to taking some of the original nitrates, which have been locked in a vault in salt mines in Utah.
Because
the stuff is highly flammable. I mean, there's all these regulations about how you can ship it and how you can use it, because the stuff can basically, it's like gunpowder, can explode if it's handled wrong.
Right, right.
Wow. So they take the original nitrate, and they're creating a digital master from it, a negative, and then digitize it so that they can clean it up. But they put it through this, what they call an emulsion bath.
Okay.
So whenever you see scratches on an old film, this wet track that they run it through, this emulsion fills in the scratches.
Oh, wow.
In the negative, so they can create a new digital negative, and then they go in and digitally remove all of the remaining noise, or the little, what they call dust busting. So they do that. Then they physically wipe out the scratches by taking pieces of surrounding background to cover it. It's amazing, just the amount of work that goes into this. And they do the same thing with the audio track. So like Dracula, Todd Browning's Dracula, 1931, every time you've seen it anywhere on TV, on DVD, it has this pervasive hiss, this
runs
in the background. It's gone. It's completely gone. The movie is now scarily quiet. It's so spooky.
That's amazing they were able to do that much work on it.
So crazy. Creature from the Black Lagoon, one of my favorite monster movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff is on Netflix. So the great thing is you can watch the originals on Netflix.
Okay.
And then go and compare to the Blu-rays and just see how stunningly different it is. Creature from the Black Lagoon looks like a completely different movie. The amount of detail that's there, it looks like it was shot just yesterday. It's so phenomenal to watch. I can't say enough good things. Now, there have been some really impressive DVD box set collections of these monster movies over the years that have had an amazing amount of bonus material. Only very little of that material has been carried over to these Blu-rays. So that's going to piss some people off.
Yeah.
But to own these films in this presentation that they have now, you will have never have seen them look like this before. It's well worth the investment, and just hold on to the other collections if you want all of the other stuff. So it's Dracula, it's the Spanish Dracula, which is actually better than the original Bela Lugosi Dracula. It's sexier. Telemundo Dracula. You've got Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and The Invisible Man, Claude Rains' Invisible Man, and then Phantom of the Opera, but it's not the Lon Chaney Sr. Phantom of the Opera, the silent one. Okay. It's the Claude Rains version from the mid-1940s, which is a little disappointing for me, but it's still a good movie nonetheless.
All right.
So I'm writing up the review now. I've still got to catch up with a few more of the movies, but I'm just thoroughly impressed with the amount that Universal has gone to, the lengths that they've gone to really make these films as beautiful as they have.
That's great.
So, interesting things happening at the box office this week.
Well, number one this week, with $43 million, which we haven't seen that high in a while, Hotel Transylvania.
It's an Adam Sandler-voiced animated family movie.
Yeah.
Timed perfectly for Halloween, of course.
Yes.
But beats out Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis's movie, which this sci-fi thriller is supposed to be one of the best films of the year.
Right, it is. And so Looper came in second with just over $21
million. Very surprising.
So half the amount. And then Trouble with the Curve.
Clint Eastwood movie.
Is in third, hanging in there, about $7.5 million. House at the End of the Street, hanging in there, just over $7 million. And Pitch Perfect, which I'm excited about, just over $5 million.
And that was in limited release. The full release is coming up this week.
Right. So, yeah. That, I think, is going to do gangbusters overall.
Yeah, so that's what it's Anna Kendrick.
If you look on Twitter, just in general, everybody who has seen it is loving it.
Really? Well, that's awesome. Because it's college a cappella. And it's the girl from Bridesmaids.
Right, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, who played Matt Lucas's sister.
Yeah, she plays Fat Amy. And the clip, if you've seen it, it's a girl like, you call yourself Fat Amy? She's like, yeah, I do it before you all can.
Jeez.
So it looks hysterically funny. I'm excited to see that.
Now, I'm curious, because Pixar released Finding Nemo in 3D, and it's pulled in, I think, about $40 million total.
Yeah, close to it.
In the 3 weeks that it's been out. I wonder if they're disappointed in the amount of money, if they were looking for more.
That, you know, a movie that's how old and whatever, and to make $40 million in theaters again, to me, is crazy a lot.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Yeah, I don't know what it costs for them to get it out there and advertising and everything.
Yeah.
If they've made it back. That's what it depends on. Yeah.
You know, because I'm always looking for ways for 3D to implode and stop this madness.
Yes, hopefully that's horrible and they stop and never, ever do it again. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, this coming week at the box office, we actually have a Wednesday release.
Yes.
And it's a limited release of E.T.
Yeah.
That is being released on Blu-ray on October 9th. And you're going to get a chance to see it on the big screen beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. They've done these Fathom Event type of things have done really well with bringing, they'd Singing in the Rain, they did The Birds.
Yeah. But especially this one, those of us who were kids when this came out and enjoyed it so much, you can now take your kids to see it at the theater.
Absolutely. This Halloween, I think it's October 24th, that weekend, they're doing Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein as a double feature.
Nice.
Yeah. But we've got three movies coming out this week. We already talked about Pitch Perfect, which will be opening wide. Taken 2.
Yes.
Which is Liam Neeson, where his daughter, played by Maggie Grace, who was kidnapped in the first one.
Right.
And his wife now, Famke Johnson. So the wife gets kidnapped, and then the daughter is about to get kidnapped, and I guess it's she and him are fighting villains trying to get their mother, her mother back.
Okay.
Back. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think lightning's going to strike twice there?
I don't know.
The first one, you know, kind of came out of nowhere and was such a big hit. But if you're just basically repeating it, which is what it seems like, I don't know.
But then look at The Hangover 2.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be wrong. It's going to be first place. I'm positive it will be, but I don't know. I don't quite get it.
So crazy. I don't know. But then all the buzz for Frankenweenie. Which
I'm so excited. I, you know, watched the original one. Just this past week.
Oh, did you?
I did it on YouTube and watched it to prepare it. And the original one's so adorable. I'm so psyched for this.
Yeah. And this expands the story, obviously. But, no, the buzz is that it's probably one of Tim Burton's best movies in years.
Yeah.
Which is good to hear.
So cool.
The other movie that's coming out in limited release this week is a movie we saw back in January, I believe.
Gosh, so long ago. They delayed this thing forever.
But it's Butter. It's Jennifer Garner and Ty Burrell in a butter sculpting competition in Iowa.
It sounds so stupid. It's not. It's a good movie. It's not a perfect movie by any means. Yeah. But it's really cute and fun and some really amazing performances.
Well, the little girl.
Yeah.
And I can't remember her name. Was she the one that was in, I think she was in Aquila and the Bee. But I'm not positive.
I can't remember anything because we saw it so long ago, and then they, they pulled it and didn't, yeah, do anything with it.
But Olivia Wilde plays this trampy.
She's too over the top for me in it. Yeah. But
it's much. But Ty is fantastic. Jennifer plays this neurotic Miss Priss that's just fantastic. So. Good movie. Get a chance to check it.
Oh, actually, the little girl in it, you're wrong, but she is also going to be an Alex Cross.
Ooh.
She plays Janelle Cross's daughter.
Uh-huh. She was very good in this movie.
She was great in that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's a really fun movie. It's really different. There's nothing quite like it, and I think that's why they delayed it so long. They didn't know what to do with it.
That could be.
But if you like smaller, more independent, and it's definitely comedy, there's some heartwarming. But
and I think it's being released to theaters and video on demand at the same time.
Yeah, so you'll
have,
it is.
Yeah.
Just watch it at home. You don't even have to go out.
Yeah, this is not
if you like something a little quirky, go for it.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Making its way to DVD and Blu-ray this week. If you go over to DVD.com. No, don't go to DVD.com. Go to DVDverdict.com. Click on the DVD releases tab, and you can see what's coming out for October 2nd. A handful of high-profile stuff. Disney's Cinderella is the latest HD upgrade. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite of the classic films.
That's my mom's favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm a Sleeping Beauty fan, but my mom's a Cinderella girl.
Sleeping Beauty is stunning, just all the way around. I like the mice in this.
Yes.
But for comic relief. But it's a classic. It's a Disney classic.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of classics, Annie, 30th anniversary edition.
Holy crap, I'm old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Albert Finney, Carol Burnett, Anne Ryan King plays the secretary. Jeffrey Holder plays Punjab.
Oh, that's right.
Tim Curry plays Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Peters.
Right. No, it's an amazing cast. It's the definitive, version of it.
It is. Saccharine sweet to a point, but
Annie,
still.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's about a plucky little orphan. Come on.
My two nieces watched it the other day and were absorbed thoroughly.
Red-haired nieces?
Yes, the two redheads, yes. Couldn't get enough of it, so.
Yeah.
A movie that did not. Which, well, let's put it this way. It died at the box office. Tim Burton's remake of Dan Curtis's cult classic TV series, Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Which is sitting here, and I'm going to watch it tonight, because I did not see it in the theater. But, and I love the show. I love the remake that they did for NBC. I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah, this is totally different from what it was.
Yeah, and I can't tell. I mean, I love Chloe Moretz. I love Michelle Pfeiffer. I love everybody that's in this cast. Tell it about him, Carter.
Seems very hodgepodgey.
Well, and I guess the theme was off, so they did kind of comedy camp. They did kind of serious.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Yeah. And then let me just run down quickly TV that's coming to DVD this week. We've got House, the complete series, which I think that's way more Hugh Laurie than I ever need to see. How I Met Your Mother Season 7, Heart of Dixie Season 1, Magic City Season 1, and then we've got a limited edition set of Downton Abbey Seasons 1 and 2.
Yes.
So I know that's one of your favorite shows.
Yeah, that's a great show.
First of the month, Netflix for streaming media is loaded. And I'm only going to list we're going to scratch the surface here on what's coming.
Okay.
To celebrate James Bond's 50th anniversary, all of the Bond movies are back. They'll probably only be around for a week or two. So if you have not seen any of them or just want to do a Bond marathon, start October 1st and just go straight through because they disappear after they're... Just a week or two.
Yeah, they don't stay forever there.
The later Pink Panther movies are available as of October 1st. We've got Pink Panther Strikes Again, which is actually my favorite film in the entire franchise, next to A Shot in the Dark, I have to say. So Shot in the Dark is first, Strikes Again second. Revenge of the Pink Panther, and Trail of the Pink Panther was after Peter had passed away and they had shot half of a new film, so they then used a double and tried to finish it. So, not great. Star Trek 2 and 3, which again are companion pieces. Actually, it's like Star Trek 2 and Star Trek 2 and a half.
Okay.
So they're definitely worth, they tell one complete story from start to finish. Here's one that I know you'll love. Mark Harmon and Kirstie Alley in Summer School.
That's a great movie. A young Courtney Thorne Smith.
Oh, that's right.
She played the surfer girl in it.
Yep.
Yep.
what I love, right, is the girl who's, is she pregnant and goes in the bathroom?
She goes in labor in the middle of the test.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, it's a guy, right? A guy goes into the bathroom at the beginning of the movie and then he shows up again at the end.
Yes. and like does better than anybody else.
On the test, right.
Yep.
So crazy. Faye Dunaway plays Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest.
Oh, man.
No wire hangers. James Dean, Elizabeth Taylor, and Rock Hudson in Giant.
Nice.
And one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's earliest films, Hercules in New York.
Okay.
So there's plenty of, there's a lot of great stuff on Netflix this week. Over at Hulu, it's all Criterion. And I can't even begin to pronounce or understand half of what's there. So I grabbed three that were most interesting to me.
Yeah.
Ali, Fear Eats the Soul, 1974. Werner Fassbinder's romantic tale of a younger man and a much older woman. Sounds like Harold and Maude to me, but
yeah,
maybe less comedy.
Yeah, we'll have to see the take on it.
1950s Stromboli, Roberto Rossellini's tale of love in the shadow of an active volcano.
Okay.
Starring his mistress, soon-to-be wife, Ingrid Bergman.
Okay.
Who he left his wife for, his wife and young children. Big, big controversy there. Scandalous. A scandalo.
Yeah, because that's never happened before in Hollywood. Or since.
Oh, 1948's L'Amour, which is another Rossellini film. And this one was controversial and often misunderstood. It's a series of short vignettes that were written by a whole bunch of really famous people like Federico Fellini, Jean Cocteau, and more. So this is what I'm going to check out because I have not seen it, but it sounds very interesting to me.
All right.
And I will throw it over to you now for television.
Okay, so we still have a few more season premieres this week and actually for the next couple weeks. But this week, October 2nd, we have Heart of Dixie on CW.
Okay.
And Raising Hope on Fox. And then October 3rd, Supernatural on the CW. And October 4th, 30 Rock on NBC. And then Jersey Shore on MTV.
Okay. Oh, this is the last season
of the television spectrum there.
Yeah.
So that's what's starting this week.
Okay.
And then in music this week, it's like women in music, man. Heart has a new album.
Oh, wow.
Fanatic. Diana Krall with Glad Ragdoll. Faith Evans. Her new one is called R&B Divas. And then Tori Amos with Gold Dust. And then books this week, yikes, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Now, he has not shown this to Maria.
Oh.
He has done interviews, and in one interview, the interviewer said something about him betraying Maria, and he, like, refused to say the word betray, that he betrayed her.
Huh.
So, yeah, it's his whole life story, and you know, he talks about some affairs he had and whatever. But, yeah, so I don't know. If you care, go ahead and read it. But
did you hear that Brigitte Nielsen came out with a book as well?
Well, she did. This was a little while ago, and he confirmed it in this book.
Oh, gotcha. That's what it was.
He was living with Maria at the time.
Oh.
But was having an affair with Brigitte Nielsen. So he finally confirmed that affair.
I wonder if she called him Foofy Foofy, too.
That would be really funny. but anyhow, yeah, that's out. And if you really think this is going to repair his image, I highly doubt it. Anyhow, Stephen Colbert, America Again, Rebecoming the Greatness We Never Weren't.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very nice. And then Dennis Lehane has a new novel out. It's called Live by Night. He writes a lot of stuff in Boston.
Yeah.
He wrote Gone Baby Gone and the whole Gennaro Kenzie series.
Yep.
He's also wrote like Shutter Island and Mystic River. But this one is set in Boston, but during Prohibition.
Oh.
So it's not a part of the series, but should be a really interesting one.
And I'm sure Leonardo DiCaprio already has the rights to it.
Yeah. So, and speaking of Boston.
Yeah.
Nikki Van Noy has an authorized biography New Kids on the Block.
Oh, jeez.
Five brothers and a million sisters. But seriously, they are having a huge, huge resurgence in the past few years.
Really?
They've, you know, gone on tour, like completely sold out. They do a big cruise every spring.
Oh my God.
Like, I think that they're doing more now than they have except the beginning of their career. You know, and Donnie Wahlberg is, you know, on TV and Blue Bloods now. Anyhow, yeah. So if you're like me and are still a fan 20-some years later, you can check that out. And then fans of TLC's What Not to Wear.
Yeah.
Stacey London, the star of that, has a new book, The Truth About Style.
Hmm.
So, and in theater.
Yeah.
The news this week, Bill Lawrence, creator of Cougar Town, but before that, Scrubs.
Yeah.
Tweeted something because people have been talking about a Scrubs movie. And so he answered a question and he said, not sure about a movie, but then he said Scrubs musical in development.
What?
And so everybody thought he was kidding. And he responded, not a joke. Broadway, going for it.
Wow.
So I'll let you know if this pans out and comes to fruition, but there may be a Scrubs Broadway musical.
Wow.
It works. So.
Crazy.
Thing for us fans.
Well. Did you hear the other Broadway news?
Tell me.
Scarlett Johansson is coming back to Broadway.
In?
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
She's going to suck out that. Like, I get it? No, I'm serious. I get it. But that was the whole, the Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, not that same thing, but that kind of era and that character, that really sexy. I mean, I get she's sexy, but I think in real life she is. I think on screen she doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, I think that's going to suck out loud.
Well, and here's the other thing. Ciarán Hinds, actor from the UK, he played Dumbledore's brother in the final Harry Potter movie.
Got it. Okay.
He's got this great presence about him.
Yeah.
He's playing Big Daddy.
Okay.
So, but it's a role that's so identified with somebody like Burl Ives.
Yes.
Like, how do you even begin to create another, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, we'll have to see.
Benjamin Walker, who I'm not familiar with, beat out Chris Pine and Jeremy Renner for the role of Brick.
Okay.
So, anyways, this is opening January 17th in New York.
All right.
In entertainment news, it's all scandalous this week. All scandal, all the time. Justin Bieber.
So much fun.
Justin Bieber's squeaky clean image ended last night when he puked on stage twice.
Yeah.
In mid-performance.
Poor Bieber. You know what? You got to give it to him, though. He kept going.
Yep.
I mean, the show must go on.
It's true.
Sick or not.
And he just started this tour. This is brand new.
Yeah. So, poor thing. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
But then, of course, all the rumors come out. Like, why was he puking? You know, what was he doing?
Okay, next news story.
Lindsay Lohan's back in the news, this time in New York City. Apparently she was out with a whole group of girlfriends and some guy wormed his way.
Oh, that always ends well.
Yeah, I know. Well, anytime she's surrounded by friends, it never ends well. This guy was apparently hooking up with one of the girls in her group, and this morning Lindsay caught him taking pictures and video with his phone of her.
Well, yeah, she's Lindsay Lohan.
Right, and they're in a hotel room. So she confronted him, and he subsequently attacked her. What that means, I don't know. She had no bruises, no visible scarring or anything like that, but the NYPD is involved, and she is pressing charges.
Okay. Well, I mean, not good, but you're Lindsay Lohan.
I don't know. It's the same thing, like Prince Harry,
you're
right?
So rooms with people. You think they're not going to take pictures of you?
Right, exactly.
Sorry.
Go figure. Well, NYC is full of crazy. Because Amanda Bynes has moved there to escape the scrutiny of the press in Los Angeles.
Crap, get off the roads, people.
Yeah, exactly. But just as her parents moved to Los Angeles to be close to her.
Right, that's what I remembered reading. So that's a good plan.
Yeah.
So all around.
Maybe somebody needs more help than she realizes.
Yeah, I think.
And then one person who is now beyond help is 28-year-old Sons of Anarchy actor Johnny Lewis.
Oh, my God. This is just horrific on every level.
So the dude died outside his rented Los Feliz home last week.
Right. Big enough story right there.
Yeah. But this was after he brutally murdered his 81-year-old landlady and her cat.
Yeah, supposedly ripped the cat to pieces with his bare hands. Oh, my God.
And he also attacked the neighbors who were out there painting their house.
Yeah, so he, like, killed his landlady, whatever, beat her to death, and went out, and when the neighbors were there, and then he ended up fighting with them.
Yeah.
They like, for a while, and then he ended up on the roof and fell off and died.
Okay, but this is not new territory for this guy, unfortunately, because he had three arrests this year. He's been known to have drug problems and mental health issues.
So, yeah, we'll see what it all ends up and see what he was on or if he was just on crazy.
It's really, really sad.
But the other interesting thing about him, he's Katy Perry's ex-boyfriend.
Shut up.
Yeah, like right at the beginning of her career.
Okay.
Yeah, not like recent.
Right, as she went from Christian singer to rebelling against her family and doing crazy things. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, yeah.
Wow.
So that was just interesting trivia about him.
Wow.
So, just horrific story.
I wish we had more uplifting stuff to close on, but I know you're going to tell us about the Kardashians.
Yes. So, we'll talk about crazy. Let's keep that going. And it's actually not the Kardashians that are crazy in this story.
Really?
What?
What?
Scott Disick, Courtney's baby daddy.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he hates being called, but that's what he is. Some whack-o fan sent a letter to his restaurant in New York. Luckily, it didn't go to like his home or anything. Nobody has that address. But restaurant in New York is this like, handwritten, rambling letter.
Yeah.
Talking about how this person got all these gigs for Kim and Kanye, and he wanted to get gigs for Scott. So he wanted Scott to like meet him at the public library in New Jersey. And, like, in the parking lot, and I'm going to be there. This day, it was, like, Saturday. I wonder if the guy showed up.
Oh,
but,
God.
Like, I'm going to be there, and then there's sit by the computers, and I'll get you a bunch of gigs. And, like, whacked out.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if the police went and set up camp at that place in time. But
unbelievable.
Yeah, there's somebody crazier than Scott.
You know what? I think there's always going to be somebody crazier than the most crazy person that we know of.
Right.
There'll always be somebody at the top. And Mitt Romney has got to be jumping up to the top of that thing after he wants to install windows that lower on airplanes.
Right. No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
It's not a joke.
A joke.
Just wait until next week when he says something even more intelligent. You'll realize it wasn't a joke.
Okay, well, now that all the Republicans have stopped listening to us.
Oh, that's true.
You need to apologize to Alice right now.
Look, I'm in New Hampshire. Live free or die, right? Okay, there we go. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back next week with even more insanity. Hopefully not on our end, but, you know, sharing stories of others. Until that time, Melissa Ann, take it away.
If being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too late for love to change your mind, then it's goodbye time.